Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Matthew 17:22-27. What corresponds to whom it corresponds? 1. Grieved. This is the apostles' feelings. It is the grief they feel when they get to know the difficult time that Jesus will go through. That is what happens to you when you start the week and you know that it is going to be hard. You feel depressed. You know that sooner or later you have to make a decision. And when you say, I don't want to spend my whole life living like this, you don't know how to get out of it. These are sorrows that you feel deeply in your heart and do not even let you think right and make you feel as if you are lost. But the only thing I can tell you is that there is a resurrection. 2. Yes, pay. Something that the social doctrine of the church teaches is that we have to move from being inhabitants to citizens. For example, you cannot tell me that you go to Mass every Sunday and yet don't respect the traffic laws. A believer must be responsible with his country and his civil obligation. Love your country, take care of it, and be a good contributor. What kind of country do you want to leave to your children? We all complain. But what can we do to make this world a better place? We must pray, but also act. You can start today. Be a good citizen by not littering in the street. Take care of it instead. 3. To scandalize. It is to see the prudence of Jesus. Today, I invite you to work on prudence so as not to scandalize. Today, we live in a world that buys and sells scandals. Just take a look at the TV shows. And you will see how full of gossip and scandals they are. Be careful and be prudent in what you say or do. Maybe you are right, and I think you are right. Jesus was right too. But you also have to be careful not to scandalize. A gesture or an act of yours can destroy life. May God bless you and be with you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do not forget, heaven is our goal.